This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And coming up in March, not that far off, Peace at Home Advocacy Center with an Empower event. Executive Director Melanie Prumber is in here. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what is happening just a few weeks from now.
Yeah, I think people know about the BPA dance competition, and we have rebranded the show. And on March 2nd, we are hosting the Empower event, which is a fundraiser for Peace at Home Advocacy Center.
So what kinds of things are going to be taking place, and where is it at?
We are hosting our event at Seven Feathers Casino Resort. It's sponsored by CHI Mercy Health and Arneson Stewart and Starfire. And the event showcases local performers who are dancing and also vocalists.
Now, this has been going on for a long time. It's evolved. You did a lot of things differently during COVID, but looks like you're really excited about things this year.
We are. It's fun to be back at Seven Feathers, as we know that people make a weekend of it. And this year, like we have in the previous years, have some younger performers. So our youngest performer is 11 years old, and she will be opening the show with her sister, who is 12.
Wow. So lots of different styles of music then.
Yes, so we have lots of different styles of music, both from vocalists and our dance performances. We have over 12 performances this year, and some of the performers have performed before and are our veterans and committed to raising funds for Peace at Home, and we have some new performers.
Now, talk about how the whole evening flows.
Yeah, so people check in, doors open at 5 p.m., and we'll have a social hour so people can meet up with their friends, maybe support some of the dancers and get to mingle with the dancers and the vocalists. And then we will be serving a buffet dinner this year and kicking off the formal program so that you can be entertained by our locals, and we will finish the night with some dancing.
And you've got some other fundraising things in the mix too, right?
Yes, so we have our paddle raise, and this year we are raising funds for our new youth housing project. So Umpqua Health Alliance has kicked us off to start remodeling a building that we hope to open by the end of this year, and they've started us off with $162,000, and so we hope to raise another $20,000 during our paddle raise.
Now, you talked about that a while back in one of our segments about the whole issue of youth homelessness. Remind people about that.
Yeah, many youth become homeless for many reasons, but we know that some kids are couch surfing and living maybe even on the streets due to family violence. And so we're looking at building this project with our community partners through the Homeless Youth Solutions Initiative.
And I know there's a lot of interest in that whole topic around the state, a lot of things evolving, and you've got to work pretty hard sometimes to get some funding for this.
Yeah, so we've written some grants, and in the next few weeks, we will be meeting with Oregon Community Housing Services to talk about the possibility of being awarded over a couple of $100,000 to build capacity in the next 2 years to expand youth housing.
So for the event, Saturday night, March 2nd, what are other things people need to know about the evening?
Well, you'll need to be 21 years or older because we are at Seven Feathers, and we can... you can get your tickets on our website at peaceathome.com, or you can visit us on Instagram or Facebook to learn more about the event or purchase your tickets.
And it looks to me like this is one of those years that you're going to be having people all dressed up.
Yes, we would love to return back to sequins and glitter. At least that's my goal. I'm going to go dress shopping in the next couple of weeks. I'm excited.
And again, it's the 2nd of March. And for your organization, what are you seeing for some of the issues that you guys deal with? Family violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking. It seems like they get addressed, but they never really go away or reduce or whatever.
Yeah, which is why we are really focusing on educating people and helping them on their healing journey so that they can also share that information with their family and friends, other people who may be in an unhealthy relationship. And so we have our outreach team who go out into the community and provide education, not just about services, but also red flags, like looking for things that the beginning of a relationship may be concerning, and what is healthy and unhealthy in that relationship.
All right, a lot of things for people to consider there, but an opportunity to help the organization and have a fun evening, fun weekend at the same time. How much are tickets?
Right now we have early bird tickets, which are $90. So I would get in and purchase today.
All right, peaceathome.com. Melanie Prummer, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.